Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. If you have a dream, go for it, are the favorite words of Dorothy Brownie Thompson, nurse by day, adventurer in life, who first arrived in Sitka in 1949 on a Totem Air PBY to work as a registered nurse at Mount Edgecombe Hospital in the tuberculosis ward. She spent the rest of her career in the health field and is proud of the fact that she never had to prepare a resume, for the quality of her work spoke louder than words. But in addition to her career as a nurse, adventurous vacations peppered Brownie's life, including hiking the Chilkoot Trail. Her adventures were not limited to land, though. After a trip to Vitsgarry Rocks to fish for halibut with her friends, she decided she'd like to purchase her own boat. Her first major sailing occurred in 1952 when she and her friend Flo loaded up Brownie's 16-foot wooden skiff with his brand-new Evinrude 9.9 horsepower outboard, and headed for Baranoff Warm Springs and the still-active wooden bathhouses. Always thinking ahead, Flo and Brownie made a list of supplies they'd need, including emergency supplies if they happened to be stranded. Brownie still has that list today. The intrepid mariners did make one miscalculation, though. When they arrived at the hot springs, they only had 5 gallons of gas remaining. Bathhouse visitors told her she might make it to Angoon on 5 gallons, since that 9.9 motor was fuel-efficient. Might make it wasn't appealing to Brownie, so she continued to search for a fuel source and finally ran across a native skipper of a cannery packer who generously gave her 2 5-gallon tins of gas, and soon she was back on her way to Sitka. It was during that trip that she met Fred Behovic, one of Sitka's most notable characters. Brownie suffered from one-foot-itis with her boats and eventually purchased a 26-foot Albion, which she motored from Seattle to Sitka, accompanied by 2 of her friends, A.B. Ringling and Vi Dexter Atchison. None of the ladies had ever made the trip or even attempted such a big voyage. In the end, Brownie said it proved to be the trip of a lifetime and considered this voyage one of her greatest accomplishments, for the trip went without a hitch. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.